from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A Timmins optometrist is urging us not to look at Monday afternoon solar eclipse. Dr. Thierry Guindon says you could burn the retina at the back of your eyeball. On a normal day, the brightness of the sun prevents you from looking straight at it long enough for it to cause damage.
What happens with an eclipse, because the light is greatly reduced, people will have the ability to kind of look at it without noticing that it's damaging their eyes because they can tolerate the brightness.
Audio of our interview with Dr. Guindon is on MyTimmonsNow.com. He talks about devices to make looking at the eclipse safe, and a welder's helmet isn't one of them. The province is investing more than $3 million to support families of first responders and public safety personnel killed in the line of duty or who died by suicide. The money will provide free rapid bereavement counseling for up to 2 years following a loved one's death. The Ontario Immediate Family Wellness Program will provide assistance for the grieving families of police officers, firefighters, paramedics, ambulance communications officers, and provincial correctional services employees. On the same day, the federal NDP announced that Charlie Angus of Timmins James Bay would not run in the next election. It also announced Algoma Manitoulin Kapuskasing's Carol Hughes is calling it a day. The 16-year MP says she'll spend more time with her retired husband and their family, which includes 5 grandchildren between 3 months and 12 years old. Hughes has no shortage of accomplishments to list at the national and local levels. One is getting the then conservative government to send mobile ultrasound scanners into remote Anishinaabe communities.
Pregnant women were having to be flown out of the community just to get an ultrasound. It disrupts their lifestyles. It disrupts their family life and was costing more to the healthcare system by having them come into these other healthcare facilities.
Our full interview with Hughes is on our website in audio form. In Country 93.1 Sports, Game 2 of the NOJHL East Division Final goes tonight at 7:30 at the MAC. The Powassan Voodoo surprised the Rock last night in the opener of the best of 7, tying things up in the last 3 minutes and going on to win at 3-2 in OT. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.